Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Let's read our foundation scripture, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The Bible said in the same fullness of scripture in our language, Johannes, TV has no was say enkwa ifiri wo wo mo obi anani abra no pay mo mi enti abra dia so
na hela fo bi wo na oba sorry be sorry afashion asini mo na oba Philip ofi be said the Galilea no chain na be catch ni say ora ye pese ye hunu Yesu na oba Philip ofi be said the Galilea no chain na be catch ni say ora ye pese ye hunu
Philip free verse 19 fabra for me
and na frasi fo na kan wo mu say
but asif fo no e kan wo mu say
mo hunu say mo ntumi ya
say Yesu mo ye ne hu bi a enye ye It's not the house of God. We be our bar, sorry, be an was sacred no new free in you me funu any pony home. Why you're not going to swan you ready to spend and tenant quanena send you pano a son them in a fee. Tien ye. Me mamma so saw so mammy dinsing, hono. Emma was sura hini no embo. Me mamma yeni pano a semi say ready rate. Ya was sura hini no woman ins yo. Me mamma cast anchor for no. Wobia wobasa asori bi woten pna twemu a wabreku tie ne me ka chere wono inti mese wo brefri se breni ho ano pe mi be kansam wemu o shipa woni mobia e was wo tie bia manem fa ni tie bi ne meto a me pom bra no ensam no ano o she me hia obia wo tie from mampeni outfit ano pe awurade asoma me yewura his excellency O men yura se wentie yekura e wose obi tie ka kire no wo bia wo judiciary anopei I have a word for the chief justice of this country go as when you do for na kiken se wunu ni bi with all due respect honorables when yami asoma me anopei e be kanse macho ye MPs e wo kuro yi mo munchim radio no mama ne volume ne muntie nsam no. This morning is not the morning of joke. We'll be our Facebook, we person will tag us, suffer with them. We need mal and be a tag, and we need a can be business in control. I confirm, I see a phone and so dear womb, TNU. And I'm going to do my best not to cut my international audience also away. In other words, we have a very intense and vociferous, I mean belligerent and scintillating message or work to do this morning. Munim Catholic Secretariat for no attack you. Radia Mama Samke two Edisem Infama Woma. Munim Christian Council, the Ghana Christian Council, from the chairman to everybody. Me here, because Radia Mama Samke two Edisem Infama Woma. Ghana Pentecostal Charismatic Council. It has been very disturbing from the beginning of this year until what day is today, sir? On the 13th, the developments have been so heartbreaking. I heard the idea of Radi Dini here, and baby, I hear teaching of Radi Sudini Konoa, and Yanim Guasia Papa, and Castle Mani Casafo. I want to talk to the fathers and mothers to wake up and take your places so that the madness will stop and cease. This is the church of God God is not a joke. We are not serious. Heaven is not for jokers. The work of the pulpit is not for joking. We have come to declare the mind of God. It is a wrong time for it. Because we are in a very defining moment. Radio for journalists. Tag them. And open me with some kit to every demand. We name gospel musician, beer, target, secular phone, and yamia mama, some kasia mama. Gospel phone, dear son, my dear son, I have a word for all these guys. We beer, we name men's gold phone, why you do music and be tag them wherever Nana Pia Mensa, baby, I wish you be a baby. Every radius man is a mechanism. This morning is not going to be an easy one. We're not near smart for Babu Nikufia. Quan will continue radio. So, Sankin Canada, your memory.
And a frosty for the canoe.
And a sweet for a kind of woman who
saw someone to me.
Yes, sweet. Who knows that we are here in you?
Yes, here to the
yes, in there. A treaty that she catches us some for Frony now. God has a family and God has chosen. Dear, what a nanke in Yankupoma. Yeah, and a funny hill of four, Nankin Kaho. But God decided, said, Dudua, a betching a banetti, one were betching, Dudua Ginity, one were betching a double cronetino. Obama wouldn't tell me, so I'm in Yankupoma. Wouldn't be missing a Missadian now, ye Job chapter 9. He makes a very clear retaliation. Who can ask God, what are you doing? You cannot ask the porter, the clay cannot ask the porter, what do you do? You cannot be asking cynical and absurd questions, ladies and gentlemen. And therefore, this morning, we will love everybody to listen attentively because you have a someone. Yanakai, Job chapter 32, from verse number 6, King Gafrio. Immediately after that, I will stick to the English language so that I will incorporate all my international guests and we can cruise on those lines. King Gafrio. Nabusini Elihu, and so can I say, camera from you. Media me abofra.
Na modia mo yankokra.
Modia enipa me ni omo be kasa no pe. Be pray e wo ko fi duro mienu imprinu nimprensa. Itimi abofra mo yempenifu ko.
Enti na me to me bo ase.
Itimi be to me bo ase no pe akasa achira.
Na me suo so me ka de minim machira mo.
Misuo se ne minim me be ka achira mo.
Me ka se wo ma onyinchwe nkasa.
Me ma nyinchire. Wo bia wani achire. Manin kasa.
Ane na infiere duwa enchere
nyansa. Na infiere duwa enyede in.
Enchere nyansa.
Enchere nyansa.
Ampa hon hon me woda seni muno.
Homa. Woda seni mu ampara.
Ni otu mfuwa hon me na emano unhunu mu.
Homa. Woda seni mu. Eni otu mfuwa hon me emeni pani unhunu mu.
Enye wana wanyini pi ino.
Enye wamo wanyini pi. Gana fumuntini ye. Enye ni pe fu jene. Eni nimdi yeyi.
Nyansa.
Enye ni pe enyini pi. I'm telling you, I look at people who are gray headed.
I'm not paying. Na mere ma so se meritie mo. Na hye, obiara ni mumu a na asem to yi obaso mo.
Obiara ni mumu a na asem to yi obaso mo.
Na otumi bua ni nsem no.
King Converse number 18 to aso.
Na nsem ahyeme ma.
Ano pai, nsem wa hyeme ma.
Na ho me wo mu
ni. Ho mu wa mu mu no, e hyeme.
Hye, me yam te san san.
Me yam te san san go to kwa, e papai.
Se nsem go to kwa papai, me ka se menya ahome.
Na kasa. And your homie,
Mebua, Mano, Namebua,
Yamanua, Mebua,
Empire, me say,
Hano pay, Empire, me say,
Mesha will be any,
Mesha will be any,
Namadeva de Femano,
Namadeva de Femano,
Mama Unipa,
and the Achilles, any
Pamina,
Mimfa Unipa, when you're missing Minkans, Minkasan, and Ope, Empire, Kofidrano, pay, sir, or bet the Feder for Sandy Panifreezer, Sandy Panibit to be a Yabibi, and the Amaya, I say, Asafo, and answer Kofidu, Tianya, and some of the feather for man, and somewhere Bano pay a noosh. Kind Barbara.
Now, me name my mother for the fair.
Me name my no other for the fair.
And can I be a back to us? Now, me here for
a beer would the feather for one. No, I can't get to it now. You're for away from us. I see so. Tanya and I banning some will. I want the abbey ready for you. You can't quite see a samsa. It wouldn't need a who knew any yamishu. It be nimimo. Tia. Ebi ni mumu, ano pe mi be kansa muachi na. Be biya wobiya, be I was shown it in Luke chapter 18, verses number 28 through to 30. Luke the 18th chapter. It's good for blood circulation. Pacho, ubiya wademaha. You can see we don't have projectors. Oba fa babro bra. Even if we have projectors for babro bra, any serious Christian will own a Bible. Ubetina habitie na unkita babro mfasu ubiya ni sofrisa samwa yekano. E was uko fia uko biye mu hesani yekano inyami asamwa ni inyami asam. I'm telling you, make Qurano. I preach it away. Was who check it, go and cross check. I book quotation biya. I was who check it. Said the text have not been taken out of context and pretext. You must be able to know that asamwa kufidru kano ifreurabi. Uni babre ntimi nyasadi yano. You serious this year. The Bible said, then Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left house or parents, brethren, or wife or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive a manifold more in this present time and in the world to come. Life everlasting. I'm going to read all again. Stick with me. Be very attentive to what we are talking about. Then said Peter, lo, we have left all and followed Jesus. And he said unto them, the Lord Jesus is replying, verily or truly, assuredly, I say unto you, there is no man that have left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come. Life as I'm growing, why you know, look at some better. It's a watching him where yet you know, I'm watching copy media. San Luca, it's a watching him where yet you know, watching a copy media. Scientific as I was a hope at you, a swak at you, mummy and tell you.
Now, Patrick was a share. Your daddy didn't know what to do with you. No, see one said, no crime, someone said, Obino, what you if you and I hear it, and then you are numb and now for and now Mahon Yanko Pahinity. Norin Yano Mahon P. Bray Muni, we are here, Rebellum Dan Quan. Now, Patrick was a share. Your daddy didn't know what to do with you. No, see one said, no crime, someone said, Obino, what you if you and I hear it, and then you are numb.
Little Gajan and say, yeah, you buy a Christopher, and then one Babel Babel Batal Christo, Yanuni, two animal, Falqua, Krubia, Yakubi, Yajia Jumato, Yajia Dajato, and Pian, and you've been your free so, Timoya, used to
remind us one said, no crime, someone said,
oh, Pianiwa.
What I fear,
what I fear,
and I hear it,
I hear it,
and I knew I'm not,
and I knew I'm not,
and now for,
and I will for,
and now Mahon Yanko,
and now when Yanko Pahini,
no, we know Mahon people,
and you didn't know Hebrew from Manakan, sir. When I'm here, one hour done on one socket here for 10 years, near what Benjamin and one to Ninchen, if it's a one hour done on one socket, he that cometh unto God, he that must first know that God is a rewarder of them who diligently, in other words, Your service is predicated on your diligence, not just you showing up. Your showing up doesn't make any change. I need everybody to understand that when you show up every Sunday, it does not make you saved. The fact that you have your name in the books of the church does not make you saved. The fact that you sing the worship songs does not make you saved. Even the Muslim singer, even the Hare Krishna singer, even the idol worshippers know how to sing all some of these songs. And may I remind you, not all these songs are gospel music. I want to tell you, when we say gospel music, we talking about the gospel preached in songs. It is not nonsense. That is rubbish. We don't want to hear it. It's not about you. We're talking about Jesus, the Christ, the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life. We are talking about the living bread that comes from heaven. We are talking about the living waters that if you drink, you will never go thirsty. We are talking about the Son of the living God. We are talking about the door, the good shepherd. We are talking about the way maker, the bridge builder, the heart fixer, the mind regulator, the heavy load sharer. We are talking about he that does not condemn anybody. Even when you are found on the pivot and the epicenter of sin, I'm talking to you, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, that only makes you saved. When somebody accepts Christ Jesus, if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible said, you shall be saved. Oh yeah. For with the mouth, with the heart, we believe unto salvation, and with the mouth, confession is made unto righteousness or salvation. I have declared it. Now tell you, we are telling everybody in this place, you came from your house to church, and I'm telling you that even that does not make you saved, except you have a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ. I know the Queen of England, I have said it many times, but the Queen of England does not know me. You might know Jesus, know you, should be the question among the most important questions you are asking yourself this morning. It's a time of reflection. We ain't gonna joke. Before we take our seats, I will want to reiterate that revelation to everybody that is watching right now. We need to understand that this world is not the end of the world. This is not just it. We are all passengers in transit. Bring the camera, let's talk. We are all passengers in transit. Everybody is here temporarily. You are passing through your building. You are going to leave. You will leave all the cars. You will leave all the prestige. Everything you came into this world with, you are going to leave it and die. So therefore, whether you are rich or poor, you must be mindful that you are a sojourner and a pilgrim, and you are a stranger on earth. Leviticus 25, 23. Do not sell the land outright, for the land belongs to me, saith the Lord. And everybody, including everybody, when are you a healing, when are you your majesty, your emperor, your one line, I'm telling you, everybody, listen, you are sojourners and pilgrims, you are strangers with me on earth, saith the Lord. Moya kwantu fua ya multu kwain mama ni nyama jinsa mobe kaha asofo ni nkanjire mo musika kakra ya womo pedinti sa anu krei ya te wa asore de macheye that you are a stranger. Uu anu wa mo kikensi mfunu wa wei yase asume sinuwe ni papa. Do you determine that? Don't talk nonsense. God has already judged him and thrown him to hell. We are here having useless memorial services for them and reading useless tributes, which does not go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that we are how any to be a knee. We are who we can in fine hour to support our meti. Now you do tear. Who fun can ye be see? Tianya! And I'm a tit. And you are right. Mube wu obie be wubi. Mwa mo kaso obi be wu no monsu mube wubi. Unprepared. Tianya! Telling you the heart of God. Would you wo two obi so no na wo di ya wo be chere bo? Huh? Stop talking all this nonsense to God's church. Pray! And let's get some mind to finish our course in this short life. Hey! Pray! For nonsense. If I am going to stay for 70 years and I've already clocked 42, how many years left? 28. Don't come and tell me nonsense. I need peace of mind to reason and to finish well. Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? So you need, and that is what I'm telling you. So the full name, when you're mini ho. So if you are, God bless you. So if you are, so the full name. Never had you mobile when you hear. Would that come at the captain in some blank one something quite some? I'm not born when you need a swabapa. Please, you some and then I'm to pension, you know, and then the chill about and I'm a Kumas in Samajinas in Senate into Abba Penny anyway. Yeah, Moso Abba Penny anyway. Yeah, Moso. 31st night, the Lord gave me a message for you. And I didn't want to be missing words at all. I will want to stick with it. And then let's work the revelation. Did I make a child say, oh, bah, for Bahabu, brah, for notebook, brah, for pen, brah? A car, you know, actually, we are serious. You go crusade. When we are out on our crusades, I tell you, when you come out to listen to the gospel, you must come with a pen, a Bible, and a paper. Whenever, whatever you don't have a Bible, whatever we say, you write it. You go home, you go check. Then get a paper. When you're serious, write the vision on tables and make it clear. He that readeth with it will run with it. What should not be a poor when you make us concentrate and pay careful attention. Sunday mornings and any time we appear in the presence of God, we don't joke with it. You have come to Mount Zion, to the innumerable company of angels. You have come to the city of the living God. You have come to, you know, the spirits of just men made perfect. You have come to the Almighty God. You have come to God's presence, where God is disseminating his heart unto his children, because his word is life and brings light and gives understanding to the simple man. Now some no emu pie mai will be away chimi for to the chimi kwasia and my hine banimua and my new nyansa. I didn't chimi something at the kwasamino that would change. No bada the hulu Christo munyansa and the radi yosunante a kuji yumsa or namasasi suna or yasasi sun chine and the riasi kania. Can you be anywhere? Yes, or the Asham Passe was so kania with the sikania diaso. Nobody lights a candle and puts it under the bushel. You put it on a candlestick that it may shine for everybody who is within the house together. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday morning I present to you Jesus Christ, one mountain free and near him, and a life without meaning, a life without essence. He grants you the grace to be able to live a meaningful and essential life. He makes your life to count. Oh, yeah. When I'm here, some no apui, and being young son, I war. Who put Yeshua, Waponqua, and then Papa, Yeshua, Jerusalem, and Asa, or Hilkron, one who sue you, or see Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Pename person, come a guapo, or no, some of Cordian in a man's wamp, shall what comfort and worship, or but to us also, Tiani, and Cabo or Boso, Jerusalem. How I love to gather you. Why else? Welcome and evil. Oh yeah, I want to talk to you. I want to speak to you. I'm telling you, when we talk about the prophets, it's not the kind that you have. Most of the, most of your prophets in Ghana are ex-anointed prophets. Ex-anointed prophets. I'm telling you, most of your prophets have no business with God at this moment. They started very well. They started in the name of the Lord very well. Now they have turned into the prophets of Baal, occultic people, Illuminatics. They are part of the Freemasons and the Old Fellows, zodiac signs, enchantment, sorcery, magic, necromancy. They brought it to church. So the person that you knew to be a man of God actually now is a spiritualist. There is a big difference. When we were kids, we used to walk on the street. You can meet somebody who can talk about something about you, your grandmother, da-da-da-da-da-da. All these are soothsayers, palm readers. Today, your prophets. And so, you may be sitting in church, but actually, you may be in a shrine. Our churches are turning into shrines. And I keep telling the prophet, don't defend the Ghanaian prophets. You don't know what they do in the night. You may be defending your prophet, but you don't know what your man is doing in the cemeteries. I'm telling Ghana prophets, the Lord have ordered me to warn you, or you are on your way to hell. You will get some money, you will get some fame. But I want to ask, people like Katechia Frifa, they got some money, they got some fame. The question is, where are they? People like Pierre Lawrence at Japan, Dito, got some money, got some fame. Where is he? Now, sorry, I had a credo atum. Is this what you call a church? Didn't you hear Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not. Hallelujah. So on 31st night, I read beautifully the scripture we read 2 years ago. You know, it was Luke chapter 13, verse 6 to verse 9. It's time for you to wake up. Anya baby, abeji blue oil. Abeji funku. Kwasi afuo. Ejili fuo. Utimi tenasi yemku. Abrakreira. Tualiye. Ya abeji funku. Back to sender oil. Follow me, boys oil. Namu kwaso de jam kujijengwa siasemse. Dishamu baadim. Sa me pe oil me de ye mi lufu huwa. Me boss ajuni be fri ne yire so. Aba me so. Ah! That is this madness that I've come into the house of God. And the people can come these days to church with somebody's photograph and say, Odi, mi fi ura ni niye preki ni mami. The church have turned into shrines. Adi anu ananki ye ye no wo abusum fiye no. Oma di abenya mi fiye. Because they want to dignify it and polish it. I want to tell the Ghanaian prophets, we ain't afraid of you. Do we sound like cowards? We are not those cowards. No, omane namwa. Omu e woki twebi omube winti. Oma nam. Until the day comes, you cannot do anything to this voice. This voice will not be abated. It will not. It will tell you. It cannot be silenced. It is going to get even more vehement and more vociferous. Until the mess is cleared from the house of God, we will clean up the house of God and repair the house of God for the return of our Master and Savior, His Majesty, Jesus the Christ. I'm telling everybody in this place who understand, whether you believe it or not, Jesus is coming back again. Whether you accept it or not, Jesus is coming back again. We are telling the politicians, repent and believe, for Jesus is coming again. Repent out of your dead works, for Jesus is coming back again. We are telling the courts and the judges, Jesus is coming back again. Repent and believe, Jesus is coming back again. And when Jesus is coming back again, then I'm asking, is your name in the book of life? Will he find faith in you when he returns? Will you be part of the elect of the Lord? These are the most essential questions. Not follow me, boys, oil. Let me tell you something, and Christians, get it into your heads. By all costs, you will prosper. Even if you don't pray about it. That is why Muslims cry. I'm telling you. Prosperity is not predicated because you came to Christ. I know people who are not yet saved, but they are so blessed. If that is what you call a blessing. Yeah! But a blessing, the real blessing is, you know, a spiritual blessing. Tell you, that's where it starts. Owning a car, it doesn't make you blessed. Having a car and two houses, we don't call that a blessing. Blessed are they whose sins are forgiven, whose iniquity God does not remember. They are the blessed. Blessed! They are the blessed! So you can buy all the things. The people who stole this country's money and placed it in Switzerland, in Grand Cayman, in Monaco. I want to tell you, you know, you are still poor, wretched, naked, miserable, and vulnerable on your way to hell. If you are not saved, forget about it. I'm talking to you, the heart of God, this morning. We need downpour. If you don't have eternal life, and if you are not living in righteousness, tinini, I'm sorry for you. You are here wasting your time. Your seat is already in hell. They are waiting for your demise so they can install you on your chair. I want to tell everybody in this place, this message is not an anachronism. We are telling everybody to really find a place in your heart and repent. Make it right with God before it is too late. I'm telling you. We're looking at our scripture. Interestingly, let me, you know, Luke 13, verse number 6-9. The Bible said, and he speak also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came, sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this tree, and find none, cut it down. Why cumbereth or occupieth the ground? And he answered unto him, said, Lord, let it alone this year also. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, let it alone this year also. Till I shall dig about it and dangle fertilizer. If it bear fruit, well. If not, then after that, thou shalt cut it out. Will it get?
Now, Obu won't baby say.
We are digging about you and fertilizing you. The sterility of sin, the sterile nature, and the sterile spirit of this world is causing you to be unfruitful. It may be the flu from my home. I'm digging about you and fertilize you. Anybody we fertilize, well, we're giving you another year and see whether you will be fruitful or not. Can you see?
Na ebia ebeso.
Ebia na aso.
Na se anso a.
Na se anso.
O church ni.
O church. Se anso a ba fia. Onyame be twa wachene. Tiari ya. O bia wanso a. Woni nam hanen nam hanen nam hanen nam. O ba sorry, o blow fuse. O ba sorry, o twempra. O ba sorry, o dinseku. We ye kromfo pa na atea. Tiari. Na de babura kataso. We in your chumni Jezebel ma ibi wahano pay and woman de babro a butu mutiso. Tia ubo tongues a ye fake. Ubia on crunkun tinimu ya wa fe Christo is any run in a crajan god. For Galatians 5:24 ne se wabo honam akono and in shasu dear ascendium bread that belongs comes to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh, and this last they have crucified it. And so everybody in this place, you need to understand. So what I was telling you from 31st December, if that is the case, then you need 19 oracles for 2019. These are concepts, synopsis from God's, you know, infallible word. Something that is going to help you, that will aid you, propel you. It is going to, give you the springboard, the beckoning, the aiding for you to be able to do well for God. And so I quoted Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 13 as the first scripture. And I said, fear God. Number one, if you want to be fruitful this year, fear God. Write it down. Fear God. Number one. Number two, I quoted Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse 4 to 6. And I said, put God first. You want to be fruitful this year? Put God first. God is number one, not your phone. God, G-O-D, is number one, not your phone, not Facebook, not Instagram, not WhatsApp. God is number one. T-N-U. Then I was telling you that everybody to you who wants to make this year, Joel 2:13, rend your heart. Wakume prim, akume primu for. Rend your heart. Listen to the number four. This Sunday, I will take my time. I realize that I can't rush this thing. If you want to be fruitful this year, number four, be serious. Be serious. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 7. Be serious. And here I will read from the New King James Version. Be serious. Serious. 1 Peter chapter number 4, verse number 7. Seven. For God's glory. For the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in prayers. I read from the New King James Version. Seven, for God's glory, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious. Be very serious. A lot of people are not serious people. We come to church, but we are not serious. I mean, tells me you are not a serious person. You come to church without a Bible, you are not a serious person. We preach, you don't even take notes, you are not serious. You are wasting your life and your time. Listen to what we are talking about. Willie King, can you hear me?
Now, so I didn't hear you, Ben. Into Mama Junumonte.
Mama Junumonte.
No one in the home, Mampai.
Mama Junumonte. What's what you need? Hans Wakam. Why Junumonte? You need Dao. Men's gold for ya yet do musike na mani da hopankensi. Pua! A soft phone sorry na ye umusika kokem. And then I sorry for musika kokem. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. A deep phone wa musimu ye deep for then a musika kokem. Tia ya! And then I won't grung grung kanja musa kwe di musike bijane. And I adieni bigu. Tia! I'm telling you, be serious. God gave me a message to tell you. It's time to give your life to Christ. Number one, wherever you bring the camera, sir, let's talk to him. Wherever you are, number one, hear the word of God. Your time is up. It's time to give your life to Christ. The Lord gave me a scripture for you. I will read it to you. Jeremiah chapter 2. This is for number 1. Verse number 19. Jeremiah 2, 19. Read.
Wobone ebetwe waso.
Wobone ebetwe waso number 1.
Na won sane echire etwe wanim.
Wo sane echire your backsliding ebetwe wanim.
Na hunu na hyese ja a uja urade unyankopon.
Wa ja urade. God is calling you back to himself. You will lose everything you have acquired except your soul. And the Lord is asking me, give him back your life. You need to accept Christ. Number one, wherever you are in the globe, around the world, there. Obonny, send to you.
Obonny, bet you was.
Obonny, I bet you was.
Now on Sunday, actually, at you with him.
On Sunday, actually, at you with him.
Now, who know how? Who know so? Jaa, uja, radu, nyankopon.
Come back to Christ. Baby, our fan, dear. You know what I'm talking about, number one. Baby, our fan. And the overcoat saved him. Yes, some men crow crow and no pay to man can't guess it. The tripping or bet you. To all the men's gold customers, we are praying for you. Now, Mumu being said, you might Jimmy Bruta. Mark of fashion apps and in Kosia, the Boba form will come as a Mubodia. Nippon Waji Usika over Uki Usika 8 billion. I could you be now Bonnie, dear, I never have it here. 1 minute. Who pays for the money? Are you not thinking? Many more come to buy young piebo. Everybody can ever crock crown, mammy. Baby, you'll be your baby among coach, you'll be the known family. Many one can some pioneer in a mabo. Ack of tamishing up, cause see a fraud. Ama, Munim Shinap, Nim Kosiano. I don't know, man can't say the above for this or munching in Namuamara. I don't know, who dry a buying home. Why are you disturbing the government to come in? And also, I want to tell His Excellency the President and all the team in government, government plays a parental role to every nation. The nation is a household, the government is a parent. And my friend, you know, what the parents intercept. Then, cast it to your music, mama, but I buy. Sir, police need now or cause Midland Savings and Loans, ma'am. If His Excellency, with all due respect, sir, Nanamito, so I'm sorry. With all due respect, if you were able to order the interdiction of that officer and criminal investigation started the same night you heard about it, Mr. President, you can do better in this case. You can do better. At least let the laws of this country work. So me Kofi Drew and I'm a Kogi Ministry of Justice for 1,000 Ghana. And now let's say that they found out that I'm driving Ministry of Information for Land Cruiser. And I'm not Master Sandino. Do you think I will be speaking to you right now? I watched the news last week, just Friday. A person who stole a 14-inch television was in prison for 14 years. 14 years for stealing a 14. Tell them I will replace the television. Let's let him go. Somebody who stole a half bag of cocoa around the Asin area was in prison 12 years. They were two. 12 years, 12 years. Then if this is the case, then number one should be going to prison for 1,200 years. Is it because he is affiliated? Is it because he is connected to somebody in a reputable position? God is a judge. And I'm telling you, you better repent and do what is right, because righteousness and justice are the foundations of the throne of God. Freedom and justice. You said freedom and justice. Do you know the people who need justice? I want to remind you, the families. I was so very happy, Your Excellency. Me a part of the family. Yeah, mummy say you know, secretary to the president. Nana sent to be dear too. Say, you know, if I can ban me, you know, I'm part of the family. Yeah, I'm part of the family. But with all due respect, Your Excellency, you know, if we are looking for justice, then I will urge you. You have only 2 years on this tenor, Your Excellency. We need justice for Honorable J.B. Dankwa. We need justice. Your Excellency. excellency. If you finish this tenor and JB Dankwa Edu does not get justice, your excellency, with all due respect, you have failed. You know somebody. I want to tell the Honorable Minister of Technology, who said, why, digital, Honorable Asla Owusu something. I want to tell you, Honorable, about Abrante Nunawaya Wuba. His name was Fennec Ochere. We need justice for Fennec. He bled in cold blood at the age of 32 and died. Justice for him. Till you. Oh, I don't want to, intermeddle myself with the northern issue. Let me stay out of here. But I want to tell, you want justice? Look at the way His Excellency was so quick and so sharp to go to Kumasi and the seven people who were mistakenly and wrongfully killed, and announce a 1.5 million cedi compensation package. I want to ask Your Excellency, with all due respect, May 9 disaster, still haven't gotten compensation, all of them. June 3, people still haven't gotten compensation. What kind of nepotism is this one? What kind of favoritism is this one? Let's give a fair play and a level field to all Ghanaians who go through some of these detrimental treatments, and let them know that they are treated fairly. The mistake the police did, Honorable IGP, I thought by now you have learned your lessons. With all due respect to you, sir, the same mistake was done last week at Tishi. A young man, 25 years, Onamne Baby, police put a bullet into his head, and he's lying at the mortuary right now. And you sit in church this morning, Honorable IGP, your men are doing so well, but some are out of line. Can you imagine the pastor who was killed at Community 4 police station, and yet then a police investigating a crime can use his phone to take a view shot of the criminal or can enumerate and put it on the internet, and everybody hears it? I thought that investigation must be concealed and is professional and nobody should hear it. What kind of unprofessional police officers can obstruct justice like that? And Honorable IGP, you watch these men to be part of your men. I think that your seat should be shaken behind you. I am telling you, all those men who are not professional should be fired from the service. I'm telling you, if you don't do the right thing, God will find a way to replace you. God will find a way, just like Vasti will replace you. I told these song gospel musicians, you either repent or the Lord will replace you. They thought we were joking. She said, Ghana for Munti, because here for gospel free 80% a Jamaican Gua. Ye! Gospel musician! One number ye! And Tampe, WEE. We are Baba Betanase. I'm reminding all the secular musicians, hear the word. Munye serious. But Munkwane Sotianete, CA Ebony is 1 year old after her demise. Ebony, we are 1 year. It's reminding all of us, our days are ticking. All of us. Be careful the way you treat your wife. Be careful the way you treat your husband. I'm telling all the pastors and ministers in this country of the gospel, be careful the way you treat your wife. Who said Bishop Bob Hodgson will die for his wife to handle affairs? Who said Bishop Anoyebua, Bishop Odum, Bishop Owusu Tebri will die for their wives to be taken over? Who said Maxwell Echampo will die for Lady Felicia to take over the church? Treat these women well. My friend, the late Bishop Akko Harrison, had stroke for over 3 to 4 years. If you treated your wife bad, it's time for reciprocity. It's now time for reciprocity. That is why miracles don't happen in the house of God anymore. There is nothing like that. If you want any sacrifice, Jesus have already paid every sacrificial price already. There is no price to pay anymore. The price is already paid for. Your healing price is paid. Your victory price is paid. Your breakthrough price is already paid. You don't need to sow anything before anything happens. It is only the message of God for him to accept your sacrifices on the altar. When you put it there, he honors you. You cannot buy God. You cannot buy the altar of God. You cannot buy the presence of God. You cannot buy the things of God. Therefore, when you give us money, it doesn't mean we cannot rebuke you when you go wrong. What are you talking about? We will tell you the mind of God, the heart of God. This year you are going to be serious, because you're serious. Are we serious as a nation? Look at the places we call hospitals. Are we serious? That is why Minister Yadini Adenekwa Aburuchiri ni akohen. Minister Adenekwa Aburuchiri. We are not serious. Trade First Center. Look at the way anything government has neglected, people are taking big advantage of it. Look at water, for example. Ghana Water Company cannot expand and go to places that they should go. And so these borehole drillers are making money. Hospitals, same. Look at the way private hospitals are making money, because we are so blind. Our leaders are greedy leaders. They come to office to pay their campaign bills first before anything can happen. 4 years, you best sound like a toa momenti. We give them jobs, we pay them. Sometimes I get so heartbroken when these nurse trainees and teachers are on the streets and are at the ministries crying that they have not been paid, and they are crying and all that. And sometimes they are crying for salaries for over 1 year. They have not paid salaries. And yet the sector minister is receiving his salary every month. What kind of leadership is that? What kind of leadership is that? Jesus, I want to. With you, Your Excellency. This morning, Your Excellency, with all due respect, and Your Excellency, say we num na madisere die. Say what me hwe to toma o men kenya me be shira o. Nanka me futu en so ma ne ye wo fa. E bi ananka wa ban nke be chepa. And also a scripture. Daniel 4:27. Can you remember it?
Into a hina mama futu onye ofe.
Nana mama futu onye ofe.
Nefa tina ne ka oboni.
Fatre ne ka oboni.
Nefa ehia fa ye die
sa wo mu. Nefa ehia fa ye die e dey.
Ese sa wo mu mu ye.
Ese sa wo mu mu ye.
Se e bi e be ma wo ye
ache. Buya. Now what Ben Ache? This country is too poor and miserable for us to pay per diem to anybody. From yourself, Your Excellency, with all due respect. to any civil servant. This country cannot pay per diem to anybody. Yesterday I was watching the Adunkwa Obuasi Road. Your Excellency, with all due respect, it's time for rigorous, vigorous, belligerent, scintillating, cataclysmic, catatonic, catastrophic leadership. We can do far better than Rwanda, Your Excellency. So please, we need to come to the place where no civil servant or government functionary receive a penny except their monthly salaries when they travel out of this country. Let's save the money and fix our roads, schools and hospitals. Number two, if anybody applies for a visa in this country and the visa is refused, let them refund their money back to them. If you can do that, you can even be here and we will advocate. We need Nana here. And yes, give the poor people their money. They want a visa. You've not given them the visa. Give them their money. Case closed. It's cheating. We don't call it administration. This is cheating. And I'm telling America, that is why the judgment of God is facing you like something. Europe, same. Give them back their money. Anybody you refuse a visa, they must get a refund. I'm telling you. And lastly, Your Excellency, I think that it should be incorporated into our governance system that anybody who serves this country, after they have finished their tenure, just like the Public Accounts Committee setting, there must be something like an independent body where from the president to everybody must appear and give account for your stewardship. We demand this as citizens, not spectators of this country. This is the conclusion of my message. Titus, the third chapter, the 8th verse. The Bible said, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto man. Will you can Tito, itra miensa imu e ngotwe no Tito itra e miensa imu e ngotwe tie radius eye no kwasem
na yenum na mehye se wo hyemuden
tie asimi hyemuden kan kyerɛ wo se
na wona wagye onyankopɔn adie no
obia wagye kristo yesu adie no
adwene se de wo bɔ nnwuma ho pamɔ nnwuma pa ho moden
kan ye
eye no kwasem na yenum na mehye se wo hyemuden. Now, one hour watching Yankopon Eddie and Adjun said, they are born you, my Pahomodin. You know, dear,
what you Christ so yes, so Eddie and one day.
But also, Omo, you my Pahomodin.
Omo, you my Pahomodin. Now, we are
dear, you know, dear, a yefe, ne a yema unipa.
Obe for Christ so yes, so Bunyumba Pahomodin. Bunyum Atamoda anymore. Judgment, whatever you are doing, is waiting for you. Stand to your feet. Let's go.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.